Chris and Maggie alongside with me this morning.
Good morning.
And Carol McLeod, the author of At Home in Your Heart. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Hi, Maggie. Good to talk to you guys today.
Good morning.
Carol, you've been busy. You're the president and CEO of Carol McLeod Ministries, and you're a popular speaker at women's conferences and retreats, and the author of a dozen books, and also you host a twice-weekly podcast, A Jolt of Joy, on the Charisma Network. Yes, and a weekly podcast, Significance, and your weekly blog, Joy for the Journey, has been named a top 50 faith blogs for women.
Chris, I always say some people sing, some people dance, some people draw. I talk. I communicate any way I can.
We're excited to catch up with you. And then Maggie is along for the ride this morning, and so she's going to take a little more of that womanly side, some matters of the heart we want to talk about today. Yes. So Maggie's going to feel some of that stuff.
But, you know, Chris, listen, I want you to lean in and listen because you need to learn. If you're afraid of matters of the heart, brother, come on.
Tell him, Carol.
I don't know if I'm afraid. I just gave up. Carol McLeod, we are so excited. So your book is called At Home in Your Heart. What's great about this is at the introduction of your book, you discuss how your heart is like a real home. So take us through your home. What does it look like in your heart?
Yeah, so Chris and Maggie, what do you want your home to be? You want it to be a place to relax, a place where you can dream and pray and love, a place you invite others in. You know, all the foundational issues of life take place in our home, but it's in our heart that all that starts. It's in our heart that our living takes place. Some of us have dirty laundry in our hearts. We decorate our hearts daily with attitudes and emotions. And how we welcome others into our lives, it actually happens into our hearts. So our hearts are our real home, this side of heaven.
Who'd you write the book for? Is it mostly women-driven? Or, I mean, you kind of put me in my place a second ago. I'm assuming dudes can pay attention to the book too, huh?
They really can. It's a lovely devotional that takes you through some of the rooms in your heart and explains what happens there in the dining room. Open the windows of your heart, just the foundational issues. So I think that men could glean from it too, but maybe you should be our guinea pig, Chris. Maybe you should go and read it and tell us what you think.
Kind of glad when you put guinea. Usually people just describe me as a pig.
Yeah, well. No, I would not do that.
What it is, Carol. But the relationship with God, I think you've sort of like jolted this up a little bit when you talk about the verse, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Well, I really did. I've thought about this for years, and I've actually written two other books with the house, the home motif of your heart. Hmm. And so it just made sense for me to write a devotional that drew people in and in just a more intimate way into allowing Christ to take up residence in every corner of your heart, in every nook and cranny. Just allow him to fill your heart with his extravagant love, with his unmatched peace, with his inexpressible joy. Like, who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what this devotional does. It just takes you in your walk with Christ in a deep, lovely way.
For someone who has allowed a Christ to saturate your heart like that, where he takes up every room, what does a Christian like that look like?
Well, a Christian like that is fruitful. They have the fruits of the Spirit and abundant in their life, so they're loving, they're peaceful, they're joyful. You know, they're not perfect, Chris. None of us are perfect. We're all on a journey. But a Christian like that is content. They're content with their life. They know how to go through storms, Chris, which is such an important thing in our lives, because I don't know anybody who doesn't have trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who hasn't been through raw disappointment and heartfelt pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you allow Christ to not just only be in your heart, but to sit on the throne, in the throne room of your heart, you allow him to be Lord of all, you are going to have the strength that it takes to get through the hard times in life. The Lord will really be your shelter. He will really be your tower of strength. And I think that that's one of the things that we all ache for, Chris and Maggie, is we want to know how to get through the hard times in life, because they're unavoidable, this side of heaven. There is a perfect place, and it's called heaven, and we're all going there someday. But this side of heaven, we better be able to get through the fire, to get through storms, to get through instability, to get through pain, because it's all going to happen. Mm. And the only way you can do that is allowing Christ to be Lord in your heart.
So if somebody's having one of those really, really tough times or going through troubles, where would you say would be the first step? What would you give them as advice, the first step to start the foundation to of letting God into their heart?
Yeah, Maggie, that is a great question. And this is what I tell people all the time. Get a fighting verse. Mm. Choose a verse in the Bible. When you're going through a hard time, for instance, 7 years ago, I went through very aggressive cancer. The doctor said I had about 2 years to live. Well, here I am, 7 years later.
Praise God.
And I had a fighting verse that I declared every single day. I told it to my doctors. All my friends knew it. It was on social media. It was my strong tower. So if you're in a battle, maybe you have a prodigal, maybe you're battling cancer, maybe your marriage is falling apart, open your Bible. Help the Holy Spirit out. Open your Bible and ask the Lord to give you a scripture that will get through this painful time in life. So, Maggie, that's step number one, is get a fighting verse that's going to just guide you through the storm. And the second thing is, you guys are going to love this. Turn on the worship music. Turn on Christian music loud. You know, in the story in the Old Testament, Jehoshaphat, when three enemies were coming against him, one of the things it says in 2 Chronicles 20 is it says, and they worshiped the Lord with a very loud voice. Mm. Don't you love that?
Yes.
I love that detail.
Yes. That is awesome.
So if you don't like your circumstances, if your world is falling apart, worship the Lord with a very loud voice. Turn on worship music. Turn on Yes FM and worship the Lord.
Awesome.
That's step number two.
Great.
There you go. You know what? You had me at fighting verse.
Same.
You had me a fight. Well, you know, it's cool that you mentioned something because you were basically alluding to, I think of so many victories laced all through Scripture. Carol, do you have like a favorite Bible character who they went through a fight and they came back out there like, ah, because the way you described it was faith with teeth.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Aggressive.
Yeah, faith with teeth. I love that, Chris. I'm going to use that.
Love it.
I'm going to be a copycat.
You can say that.
So I have two, an Old Testament and a New Testament. And my Old Testament is Joseph of the Old Testament. Like, what? Talk about a dysfunctional family. His brothers hated him. They beat him up. They threw him in a pit. They sold him into slavery. And yet the Bible tells us about Joseph. The Lord was with him. The Lord was with him in prison. The Lord was with him when he was being sexually harassed. Mm. The Lord was with him. And what the enemy meant for evil in Joseph's life, God used for good to save a generation alive. And we all have times in life when we're mistreated, when we're wondering where God is. He's with you. The God of Joseph is the God of you, and he will be with you in all your troubles in life. And our God is so magnificent and so powerful that he can take what the enemy meant for evil and use it for a greater good. Like, who couldn't love that story,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
That's right.
And then my second character is Peter. Like, in the New Testament, I always feel like I need to say, sorry, John, but Peter's not a disciple. And I think it's because there's so much of Peter in me. Like, he talked before he thought. He wanted to win arguments. He was aggressive. He, you know, wanted to be in charge of everybody. But then something about Peter changed. Well, what changed Peter? He saw the risen Christ, and he experienced the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Those two things will change all of us. And so Peter was no longer winning arguments. He was winning souls. That's how it changed Peter. Mm-hmm. So I love the story of Peter, and it gives me hope for somebody like me, that the Lord can change me and turn my weaknesses into my strengths.
We're on the Carol McLeod right now. She has a new book. It's called At Home in Your Heart, a twice weekly podcast, A Jolt of Joy, on the Charisma Podcast Network, and a weekly podcast, Significant. And your weekly blog, Joy for the Journey, has been named the top 50 faith blogs for women. How do we catch up with you across social media? How do we get a hold of your podcast? Where are we going?
Oh, I love it. Thank you for asking, Chris. Yeah, so A Jolt of Joy is available on the Charisma Podcast Network, which you can get on your smartphone or on your computer. My other podcast, Significant Women, is the name of it. It's on all the platforms, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher. You can find it there. And that, so Jolt of Joy, it's a Bible teaching podcast. I'm teaching the word for about 15 or 20 minutes. So you can catch me on the Charisma Podcast Network. Significant Women, I'm interviewing significant women. Some of them, you know their names, Sheila Walsh, Rebecca St. James. Mm-hmm. Some of them, like, are my best friend who's just really living well. Because you don't have to have a platform to live significantly. You just have to keep your eyes on Jesus. So I love doing that one.
Got it.
And then, of course, my blog, you can access at my website, which is CarolMcLeodMinistries.com. Or, you know, I'm on social media as Carol McLeod Bible Teacher and Author on both Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Carol McLeod Bible Teacher and Author.
McLeod spelled M-C-L-E-O-D, McLeod.
So, Carol, I was just going to say, ask for your advice. You know, you have your heart and your home built in your heart. So I'm wondering, how do you use that? How do you convey that out to others to show them Christ and bring Christ into their lives?
So, Maggie, one of the sections of my book is called The Dining Room. Mm. And the dining room is where we invite others into our home. You know, you weren't saved, Maggie, just to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Because if you were saved only to go to heaven, then the instant you got saved, Christ would have taken you to heaven. But you were saved to minister to a world in pain. You were saved to tell the story of Jesus everywhere you go. You know, when we look at the lives of the disciples, my goodness, they died to tell the story of Jesus. And so it's in the dining room of our heart that we need to serve a generous portion of our faith to others. And my friends who are listening today, you don't need to be a theologian to do this. You don't need to know Greek and Hebrew to do this. You just have to be kind. You just have to encourage the girl at the grocery store. You just have to, you know, that single mom at church, just say, honey, I'm praying for you, and here's $20 to take your kids to Chick-fil-A today. You just have to have this open heart that encompasses the lives of the others. But this is a compelling assignment from Jesus himself. He said, go into all the world. So who is your world? Is it the people at the gym? Is it the people you work with? Is it the people on your street? Go into your world and be Jesus to them. Love them. Spend time with them. Cook for them. Talk to them. Serve them. Mow their yard. Do whatever it takes. You know, there's a saying that says people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm-hmm. So start with a ministry of caring, of just taking care of people. And you'll be surprised at the doors that God will open for you to share your faith. It don't make it into something more difficult than it is, but just be a loving demonstration of Christ and his kingdom.
So, by the way, we were talking about your book all morning long. It's called At Home in Your Heart. I listened to every word you said, just so you know.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you knew that.
You're a good boy, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to find out, where are we finding the book? Where do we go?
Well, yeah, of course you can go to Amazon, who carries everything in the universe. You can also get it at christianbooks.com. You can get it at my website, which is carolmcleodministries.com. You can also get it at this website called shoptheword.com. Let me tell your listeners about that. It's a great Christian website you can go to, shoptheword.com. So yeah, Amazon, Christian Books, my website. I'd love to have them jump over to my website and just read a blog, listen to a Bible study, leave me a prayer request. We pray for every prayer request that comes in. So there you have it.
Shoptheword.com, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
Shoptheword.com. I was intrigued with the heart inspection and the heartfelt prayer sections at the end of your daily devotional.
Yeah, so at the end of every day's devotional, there are a couple questions to ask yourself. Just simple questions so that the truth of that day's devotional goes deep into your heart so that you don't forget it. I love to answer questions. And so just at the end of every day, there's that. And then there's a prayer every day to pray, again, so that the truth of Scripture goes deeply into your heart. So, you know, it's a classic devotional with a scripture to read and the devotional, a prayer. But I hope, Chris, that I wrote it in a way that people won't be able to put it down, that they'll say, oh, let's see what Carol's talking about today. Oh, let's see what God wants to do in my heart today. Now, read your Bible. Don't just read my devotional. Read your Bible. But use devotionals as an add-on to your daily Bible reading.
That's it. Because I think that's, you get in a devotional, I think that's it. But yeah, I'm glad you encouraged that. That is awesome. That is really especially Chris. Encourage him.
Oh, stop.
No. Well, it's essentially, it's about making important time for God, though, right?
Yeah.
And it's essentially what it's all about, just placing time for God. Mm-hmm. And you almost hate to say it this way, but you grab your phone, you schedule him in.
Yeah.
It feels like it's kind of turned into that.
It does seem like way that way.
You know, I think that's why the Bible says pray without ceasing, because he just wants to be part of every moment of every day.
Yeah.
He just, you know, really wants to be our closest friend, our dearest companion. And so, yes, spend time, set time aside to read the word, to worship the Lord, but also just be with him through the day. Just listen for his voice and pray when you're driving, when you're in the shower, when you're doing the dishes. When you're bugging your co-host, just pray.
Funny you said that when you did. My first thought was like, you know, Maggie needs a little more God today, but she's
God
got a long
today.
Way to go, yeah, Carol. Yeah. You have no idea. So we've been on with Carol McLeod. The new book is called At Home in Your Heart. You can catch it everywhere books are sold. Carol, it has been so much fun hanging with you this past little while. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Oh, Chris, I loved it. And I need to tell you something. I know we need to go. I'm afraid to tell you this, Chris, but you need to know this. Do you know what the name McLeod means? My name means son of ugly. That's what the name McLeod means.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
why?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it's a Scottish name. And so there must have been somebody in our legacy that, you know, was a little bit hard to look at, but that's what our name means, son of ugly. We'll never forget that. They'll never forget.
Truly the face for radio.
Yeah.
Explains why you're doing the podcast now, Carol.
I know, right?
I'm kidding. I'm just teasing.
I love being with you guys.
Oh, Chris needs more God in his life. So much God in his life. Oh, come on. Carol, pray for me.
Danny, jeez. I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to pray for you in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you again for spending time with us this morning. And gosh,
it's been a joy.
I feel like we need to have you on again. This has been a lot of fun.
I would love it anytime.
We would
I'm your
too.
Girl. I'll come on and help Maggie out.
You're sweet, Carol.
Well, that seems a little extreme, but I'm only kidding. Carol, thank you so much. Be safe this weekend. Excited. We'll catch up with you again sometime soon.
Okay, I'll love it.